Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. We're holding the very top of the Omen and the top line. Tani Chodah, in one brisa it says, Loiva v'goyil v'goyil achatzoy. What is this referring to? So Rashi says it's going back on the Shaila that we dealt with in the Gemara in the Amud Beis. Hamoicher bayis be'ir choyma, be'bote ori choyma. We know that it says in the Torah that if a person owns a house, be'bote ori choyma, that means a city that has a wall on it from the times of Yeshua bin Nun. So there's a very, very special halacha. What's a special halacha? That if the moicher wants to get his house back from the lekiach, he has a 1 year right of redemption. 1 year right, he can go back and say to the new lekiach, sorry, I changed my mind. And he pays him and he gets the money back. However, if a full year passes and he didn't exercise his right to go and redeem, then he loses it. In perpetuity. And he cannot get it back forever and ever. So therefore, says our Gemara, what happens if the person wants to go and get it back, but he doesn't have enough money? So people are speaking in the background. Please try to mute yourselves. Thank you. So the Gemara tells us that the person who doesn't have enough funds, he wants to get his house back. After all, it's his house. He sold it because he was desperate. So says one brice, loy vigoil, even if he doesn't have enough funds because he didn't earn the funds or he didn't yarshin the funds, but he borrowed the funds, that's also good. Borrow the money and use it to go and buy back the house. So you're saying to yourself, so what's the grace of chiddush? Of course you can borrow the funds. No, it's not so simple, because when it comes to a stay achuza, we said in the Gemara yesterday that there you have to own the funds, because the pasuk uses the expression oyhisiga yodoy v'nigal. The Gemara dashens v'hisiga yodoy, that means that he was able to go and get funds that belonged to him, not funds that he borrowed. However, here by Bati Erechoyim, the Torah says, according to this braisa, you can borrow and use it for geula. And v'goylachatzayin, what happens if he doesn't have enough money to go and buy back the entire house? He sold it for $1,000 and he only has $500. Says the braisa, v'goylachatzayin, you can pay the $500. How they're going to work it out between the two of them, I don't know. Perhaps he will go and take half of the house, he'll take the kitchen and the dining room, and he'll take the bedroom. They'll work it out. But bottom line is, according to the first price.
You're establishing the price from out.
He started, the price, the chayr, goes based on the original purchase price.
The price goes up or down.
That we spoke about, the case of the Eved Ivri. I don't know if the same thing applies over here. Everything is based on psukim and limudim. But regardless, but he's going to go and pay half. The other price said, no, I respectfully disagree. If you want to go and buy back your bais, you have to have your own funds, not borrowed funds. And number two, you have to have the entire amount and not a half of amount. We had this Rabban already and Rab Shimon yesterday, as you'll recall. The Rabban was a very, very simple svara. The Rabban say we see that when it comes to bais, the person's right of redemption is very, very limited. You can only go and buy back 1 year. Stay achuza, if you go and sell your stay achuza, you can go and get it back. Yoivul year, it comes back to you. Here, latzmisus, lakoina oisle deiroisav, lo yeitze by yoivul. So since the right of redemption is so limited, so therefore the Torah says, not only that, you can't be loivul v'goyl, you can't be goyl lachatzoyim. That was the svar of the Rabban. Reb Shimon said, it's punk faket. Because the Torah limits your right to go and redeem the property, the Torah said, but I'll give you a couple of other options, so that at least within that 1 year, we're going to make it easier for you. After the first year is over, you're stuck forever. But within that first year, we'll give you a little bit of a break, so to speak. And you remember we had Reb Shimon yesterday, because it was Doirish Tam Medikra. Since the Torah limits his rights of redemption, therefore the Torah paves the way to be able to redeem it at least a bissela during the first year, either by borrowing funds and or by buying back at least half of it, goy lechatzah. Okay, same machloikas as yesterday. Now from here, Omalei Ravach, Bered Rav Ravashi, Ikla Mifrach, goes back on yesterday's braisa. What is yesterday's braisa? yesterday, Bryce, if you turn back to Chof HaMedeis, which is six lines from the bottom, the Gemara over there was talking about not Bati Ori Choyma, we were talking about a person who's Makdish Stei Achuza. Now, what's the din of a Makdish Stei Achuza? Moich Stei Achuza is very simple. You have a Stei Achuza, which is an ancestral property, you sell it to somebody, okay, you sold it, you'll get it back in Me'achem in Yoivul year. When you're Makdish Stei Achuza, has a totally different halacha. That is, the Gizbar says, okay, now the property belongs to me. If you want to go and take it back, no problem. Redeem it, pay me the money, and you even have to add a choymish to it. And if you do so, you'll get it back. However, what happens if he says, sorry, I don't have the funds, I cannot, I'm not interested, blah, 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 and the Gizbar sells it to somebody else, then it does not go back to the original Balaam in Yoivul Yir, rather it goes to the Koyhanim. And so in that respect, there too, your rights of redemption are limited, because in the case of regular Moicher Stei Achuza, you get it back in Yoivul Yir. In the case of Makdish Stei Achuza, you got to go and come up with the money quickly, because if the Gizbar sold it to somebody else, then you're stuck.
If the Gizbar doesn't sell it to somebody else?
If the Gizbar doesn't sell it to somebody else, and the halacha is, I think you might be able to get it back.
Yeah.
I don't recall. But our Gemara doesn't address that. Our Gemara only addresses the case of if somebody does buy it in the meantime, whether or not you can go and get it back, and the answer is you cannot get it back because it goes to the Kahanim in the Yoivul Yir. Anyway, so now the question that the Gemara had in this Brice is, what's the question of the Loiv of the Goyle of the Goyle Chatzoy? Will we allow that person who is Makdish Stei Achuza, and the Gizbar said, no, you want to go and buy it back, will we allow him to be Loiv of the Goyle? When it comes to the case of the Moicher, we already said, Ein Loiv of the Goyle, the Ein Goyle Chatzoy. The question is Gabe the Makdish, what's the din? And that's this brisa down below. We should go over it just again briefly to remember the context, and then we'll go into the kasha that the Gemara is going to ask momentarily. It's Eisve. In Goyal Yigal, there's a double lushan in the Pasuk. In Goyal Yigal es hasode hamakdish oisoi. We're talking about a case of a makdish seachuza. Why is that the double lushan Goyal Yigal? Says the brisa malamit shaloyu v'goyal v'goyal lechatzon. Here, Makdish is different than Moicher. Moicher, Einoi, Loiv of the Goyle, the Goyle Chatzoy. But Makdish, you can be Loiv of the Goyle and Goyle Chatzoy. Now, what do I need a Pasuk for? So, Kimoshiyachal, because without the Pasuk, I would have made a Kal B'choymer, and I would have told you that you cannot be Loiv of the Goyle, and that you cannot be Goyle Chatzoy. What would the Kal B'choymer be from? From the case of the Moicher. Valoy dinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Umadach moicher stei achuza. Shiyofa koichoi. Moicher stei achuza, the original moicher has a great strength in redemption. What is his strength? Shem gi yoivel. Valoy nigala choizeres labaldeh biyoivel. If he was not goyelit, he gets it back. So therefore, his right of redemption, not that he can go and force the right of redemption. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, even if you didn't pay a penny, when it comes yoivel, you get it back. He has strength. Nevertheless, hura koichai, the Torah says, shein loy v'goyl, v'goyl lechatzoyin. Sorry, fellow, if you went and you want to go and buy it back during the, before you get to yoivel, from the time that he sold it to the time that yoivel, you cannot go and buy it back based on borrowed funds, and you cannot go and force a sale at 50%. You got to go and give the full amount. So even though by Moicher Stei Achuza you get all of these wonderful rights that it comes back to in Yoivel, however, legabe loy v'goyel chatzoyin, things are much more restricted. You cannot borrow, and you can't be goyel chatzoyin. Makdish, on the other hand, starts off with a tremendous weakness. Shura koicha. Shem gia yoivel v'loy nigala, if Yoivel came and you were not goyel it, but rather somebody else went and bought it in between, you don't get it back. Ooh, so I see my rights as a Makdish are much more limited than my rights as a Moicher. So then it didn't have a koichai, I should have a limited koich. She'ein loive v'goy v'goy l'chatzoy. So therefore, based on that, Kal v'choymer, I would say, ein loive v'goy v'goy l'chatzoy. That's why I have the Goyal Yigal to tell you, no, you can be loive v'goy, and you can be goy l'chatzoy. Okay, so that was the Kal v'choymer, and that's why I need the pasuk. Frey Timara, 1 second. I have a pircha on your kal v'chomer. What's the pircha? Ma le moicher stei achuza shekein hura koichai li goyel miyad. You know why the Moiches Te'achuza is Einai Loiv of the Goyal and Einai Goyal HaChatzoin? Because in fact the Moicher has a weakness that we didn't describe, that we didn't discuss until now. What is that weakness? You cannot go and be Poide Estei Achuza immediately. What does that mean? Estei Achuza, of course, means a field that is an ancestral land. If you now sell it to somebody else, that lekeach has it for a minimum of 2 years. The Pasuk uses the expression, the misbashnei tvuois yim karloch. You have to go and give him 2 years where he's able to go and do a number of harvests. And if you come by to him after a year and say, Mr. Lekeach, I changed my mind, I want to get it back. Sorry, if the person wants to sell it back to you, he's entitled. However, if he doesn't want to, it's in his right to hold on to it for a minimum of the first 2 years. So therefore, there's a hura koichai. Toimar, the makdish, he of a koichli gol miyad. A person who was makdish, his teyachuza, the gizra might come to him the next day and say, Mr. Smith, I heard that you went and you were makdish your field, now it belongs to me, the gizra. Do you want to go and buy it back? Yeah, but moicher have to wait for 2 tvuos. That's my moicher. But makdish, you can go and buy back right now. Just give me the money and I give it right back to you. So therefore, since makdish yofa koichli gol miyad, perhaps the Maktish can also have Yofa Koichai, that he can be Loiv of the Goyal, and he can be Goyal Achatzoyim. And so therefore, I have a major Pircha on the Kal V'choymer. You were telling me that Moicher has all of these great rights, because he gets it back in Yoivalia, but nevertheless, he cannot be Loiv of the Goyal, the Goyal Achatzoyim. Maktish Uhura Koichai, that cannot get it back in Yoivalia, because it goes to the Kahanim, then certainly ain't a Loiv of the Goyal. No! You know the reason why the Moiches Te'achuza is Ein Aloy V'goyel, V'goyel HaChatzoyin, because Hura Koichai, he's in fact weaker than the Makdish, because he is stuck for 2 years, he can't get it back. So therefore it can't be Loy V'goyel, and it can't be Goyel HaChatzoyin. But maybe the Makdish, yeah. That was the Pircha and the Kal V'choymer. So the Gemara says, that Pircha is Nishka Pircha. You know why it's not a Pircha? Because I'm going to show you from left field, from another case, of the moicher bais bati orichoyma yoichiach, shiyofa koicheli goil miyad. When it comes to bati orichoyma, there you can be goil miyad. In fact, you better be goil within the first year, otherwise you're going to lose it. But la maisa, you can be goil miyad the first day. You don't have to wait. So therefore, in a sense, it's just like the makdish steachuza. You can be goil miyad. But nevertheless, vein loy vegoil vegoil chatzoyin. So you see the fact that you have that yipui koich by the makdish. Shiofa koichai, and you want to say, oh, based on that, since he can go and be goyle immediately, shenachavadi, he can go and be loiv of the goyle chatzoy. I'm very sorry, sir. I see from bais bote rechoyma, you can be goyle miyad, and nevertheless, ain loiv of the goyle, and you can't be goyle chatzoy. So therefore, the Gemara has taken away the pircha from steachuza, from the moicha steachuza, because of the goyle miyad, and therefore we're back to our original kal v'choymer, which says an ein loiv v'goyle v'goyle chatzoyim, and that's why I need the pasuk goyle yigal to say that you can be loiv v'goyle v'goyle chatzoyim. That's where the brisa ends, and now the Gemara continues. Omli Rav Acha b'rei de Rava Rav Ashi ikle mifrach. I can go and ask a pircha on the pircha, meaning that the last pircha in the brisa with which we slugged up the pircha of the hura koicha the goyle miyad was from Moicher Bais Bati Orechoyma, where we said that Moicher Bais Bati Orechoyma, there is Yofa Koicheli Goyel Miyad, and nevertheless, Ein Loi V'Goyel V'Goyel Chatzoyin. You know the reason is, because there's another weakness. Ma'ala Moicher Bais Bati Orechoyma, Shekin Hura Koichai, Li Goyel Li Oilam. Like we said before, when a person sells his Bais Bati Orechoyma, although he has a Yipui Koyach, that he can be Goyel Miyad, but he better be Goyel within 1 year. Because if 1 year ends and he was not goyel, that's it. Hura koichli goyli oylam. And that's the reason why the Torah says, since your koiches vis-a-vis redeeming a bais bati rechoyma are so weak, not only can you not be goyel after a year is over, latzmisus, but you also cannot be loiv goyel or be goyel lechatzoy. Toim b'maktish, you have a koichli goyli oylam. B'maktish, you can always be goyel prior to the odoin, prior to the gizbar, selling it to anybody else. If the gizbar doesn't sell, keep on being goyel and goyel and goyel. And therefore, since he has, Rashi says, lo yom shel yovel, im le mochra ha gizbar, in mischalek hazakan. For Rashi, it sounds like it's, you still have only until yovel, and by that time, if the gizbar did not go and sell it to anybody else, you still lose it, it goes to the Kahana. But anyway, I'm sorry? But anyway, but that's not the focus of the Gemara. The focus of the Gemara is that you still don't have a right. You try to slug up my pircha from Moicha Bayis Bater Chayma, because he said over there, it has a Yipa Koyach in Goyal Miyad, and so therefore Makdish also has that Goyal Miyad, so he should be able to be loy the Goyal, the Goyal HaTzoyin, and nevertheless I see by Moicha Bayis Bater Chayma, ain't loy the Goyal, the ain't Goyal HaTzoyin. Says him, I'll tell you why, because there you have a Hura Koyach, you have another weakness, that you can't be Goyli Oyla. After 1 year, you lost it. But Makdish, you can be Goyli Oyla, meaning until the Oyval year, as long as the Gizbar has not sold it to anybody else, you can continue to be Goyle it. So, Ibazoi, maybe therefore, since it has that Yipikoich, it has that strength, maybe, yes, Loyla the Goyle Chatzoi. And if that's the case, then I don't need the Pasig and Goyli Yigal. Just based on Svar alone, I can go and say that Loyla the Goyle Chatzoi. That's the kasha of Acha Rei Rava asked Ravashi on this price. Amalei Ravacha Sabel Ravashi, Mishum the Ikal Memer, the Hedra Dina Teisim Mahatzad. He said the point that you made is a very good point. However, this is like a classic case where you keep on asking a pircha from one side, and then I say, well, somebody else yechiach, but I have a kasha on that yechiach. Then I'll say, let's go back to the first thing. And Loi Rizek Rizek. I think Mor is going to explain that. And the Mor now basically repeats what we just discussed in the Braisa and this Kasha, in somewhat shorter form. What's the matzah? We start again. Again, we're trying to determine what's the din legabi, a makdish stei achuza, whether or not he can be loy v'goyel, and whether he can be goyel lachatzoy. So, Kimar, we start with moichas stei achuza yechia. She yofa koicheli goyeli oylem. Moichas stei achuza, when it says yofa koicheli goyeli oylem, what he means to say is, that the Moichas Te'achuzah will automatically get back his property in Yoivul Yer. So that's a tremendous Yipur Koyach. And nevertheless, the Halach is Vein Loi V'Goy V'Goy L'Chatzoy. So therefore, is the Kolshkein or Kal V'Choymer, the Makdish Te'achuzah, She'ein Yov V'Koychali Goy L'Yarlim, because if he was not Goylit from the Gizbar, but rather the Gizbar sold it to somebody else, he loses it forever. Is the Chavad and Avad, the Ein Loi V'Goy V'Goy L'Chatzoy. So that was what the Braisa said. And then the Gemara said, yeah, you know the reason why the Moichas Soda is Ein Loi V'Goy L'Chatzoy? Although he has a strength in the sense that you can get it back in Yoivul Yer, but there's a tremendous weakness. You can't be Goyel Miyad. If you wanted to go and be Goyel L'Steachuz, you got to wait at least for Mispash Nei Tvois Yim Kalach. You got to wait for 2 years. That's why Ein Loi V'Goy V'Goy L'Chatzoy. However, in the case of the Makdish Stei Achuza, where you can be Goyel Miyad, maybe the halach is that you can be Loi V'Goyel, and you can be Goyel L'Chatzoyin. And then the price said, Moicha Bayis Bati Arachayma Yechiyach, that what, even though you can be Goyel Miyad by the Moicha Bayis Bati Arachayma, but nevertheless, you ain't Loi V'Goyel V'Goyel L'Chatzoyin. And that's how the price ended, and that's how that was the kasha of Achab Reder of Rav Ashi, right? Going back to the kasha at the top, Ikle Mifrach, Malamoich Badechem Shechen Reli Goyli Oilam, Shechem Machin Shechem Koyli Goyli Oilam. So therefore, the Chazer Adin Rizek Rizek Hatzad Shavish Ben. Now the Gemara is a little bit cryptic, it doesn't really go through all of the arguments. The bottom line is, we have two potential sources for teaching our halacha, the Gabi, the Matish Steyachuza, that it's Ein Loi V'Goyel, and you're not Goyel L'Chatzoy. What are the two sources? Number one, from the case of the Moichas Te'achuzah. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? Ma Dechel Gabi Moichas Te'achuzah. Where there he has great strength because he gets the property back automatically in Yoivil. And nevertheless, the Torah says, Ein Loi V'Goyel, V'Ein Goyel L'Chatzoyin. So by the Makdish, where his strength is much less in the sense that if he doesn't go and buy it back from the Gizbar, he loses it to the Kehanim in Yoivul Yer. Oh, so therefore, Zichar, Ein Loi V'Goyel V'Goyel L'Chatzoy. So that was one Kal V'Chaymer. But then we said, yeah, but that Kal V'Chaymer doesn't work. You know why? Because I have a Pircha on the Kal V'Chaymer. What's the Pircha on the Kal V'Chaymer? While the Moichas Te'achuzah has that strength that he gets it back in Yoivul, but Hura Koichi can't be Goyel Miyad. But Makdish can be Goyel Miyad. So therefore, that Kal V'Chaymer falls away. Good, but I can go and learn it from the Moichas Bayis Bati Ori Chaymer. What's the Din Bayis Bati Ori Chaymer? There it's Yofa Koicheli Goyel Miyad, and you can't be Loi V'Goyel V'Goyel L'Chatzoyin. So then, say now, Legabe, the case of the Makdish Sodeu, go and learn it from the Bati Erechoyma, that also Ein Loi V'Goyel V'Goyel L'Chatzoyin. Yeah, but you can ask Akasha on that. You know why the Moicha Bayis of Bati Erechoyma, the reason why ain't a goy v'goy l'chatzayin, hu rakoyichay li goy li oylam, because he will not be able to go and redeem it after 1 year. So since the Torah says your rights of redemption are so weak and so limited, ain't loy v'goy v'goy l'miyad. Masha ain't came the gabi the case of the maktish, Baktish Beis Achuza, Stei Achuza, where he can go and continue to go and be goyli oylam, unless and until the gizbor went and sold it. So therefore, if you're trying to go and bring a raya from the case of the moicher Stei Achuza, I have a pircha. But you don't have that pircha legabe the case of the moicher Bati Arichoyma. If you're trying to learn it from moicher Bati Arichoyma, I have a pircha, but you don't have that pircha by the moicher Stei Achuza. So therefore, the rizek, both legabi the moicher stei achuza, and by the moicher bais or bati orichoima shenig olim, by both of them there is a right of gula. The rights are different, but the ma'isa there are rights of gula. Vein loy v'goy v'chol chatzayin afani avi maktish the sodeyu stei achuza, although it's nigal, ein loy v'goy l'chatzayin. So like a standard case of, I had a kasha on each kal v'chomer from each one of the individual ingredients. I tried to learn from moicha stei achuz, I have a pircha. I tried to learn from the moicha bayis bati arichoyim, I have a pircha. But at tzad hashev v'shebehen, that even though they're nigolim, but ein loy v'goy v'chatzoyim, here too, it's nigol, ein loy v'goy v'chatzoyim. So the chori, that sounds fine. It's therefore because of this ma'amatzino, that ein loy v'goy v'chatzoyim, that's why you have to have a posik, then goyel yigal, to tell you fakert, that legabi emaktish the achuza, he can be goyel, loy v'goyel, and he can be goyel chatzayim. We're not finished yet. Amalei mazut abreid amarei v'ravina. Ekel mifrach, I have a pircha on the mahatzad. Because mahatzad ha-shem shem shekein hura koicham li goyel b'shon ha-shniya. Toim emaktish yefa koich li goyel b'shon ha-shniya. The common denominator of the two, taking together the moiches the achuza, and the moicha bais bati rechoyma, is year number two. What do you mean year number two? Because we said already before, legabe the moicher stei achuza, you can't be poited for the first 2 years. Mispar shnei tvoi sim kalach, first 2 years you can't be poited. After the 2 years you can be poited. Legabe the case of the bati rechoyma, for the first year you can be poited, and if you don't poit it in the first year, gesundheit, you lose it, latzmises, lakoina oisla, zayroisa, then you lose it forever and ever. So that's a major difference. Here, by Bati Rechoyma, you can be poited the first year. And the Gabi, the case of the Moiches Tei Achuza, you cannot be poited for the first 2 years. So says the Gemara, forget about the first year. Let's talk about the second year. Second year. What's it mean by second year? The Gabi Bati Rechoyma, you can't be going because it's too late. The first year already passed. You're done. You can't be poited ever for the next 10,000 years. You can't be. Biz Mashiach, you can't go and be poited. I mean, if the guy wants to sell the back, he's entitled, there's no right of pigeon. Fine. So in the second year, you cannot be poida bati arichayim. Guess what? You can't be poida the stei achuza in the second year, because you have to wait for 2 years. Mispar shnei tvoes yim kolach. So in that second year, hura koicham li goel bishon ashniya. Tum a makdish shiofa koich li goel bishon ashniya. The makdish can be goel at any time until the gizbor sells it to somebody else. That might be 20 years later. You can, from the first moment till Yoivel, you can constantly go and buy and sell vis-a-vis the gizbar. And I mean buy and sell. You can buy it back from the gizbar as long as you didn't sell it to anybody else. So that being the case, that's the reason why by those two, since there was a weakness that they can be goyel in the second year, that's the reason why ein loiv of the goyel and ein a goyel l'chatzai. Mash ein came the case of the maktish that doesn't have that weakness, maybe it could be goyel. He could be loy v'goy v'goy l'chatzoyin. And if that's the case, I don't need the pasuk. And therefore, they have a pircha l'choyah on the ganze ma'amatzin, on the ganze binyanav. Omer Ravina, no, you don't have a pircha on the binyanav. Mishum dikele meimer, I could bring yet another mekoyer from left field. Well, since the other one left field, this would be from right field. What is that? The Eved Ivri. Hanim kar li oivik echom yichich. If an Eved Ivri sold to a goy, shiofa koicha li goel, bishon eshniya, he can be nigal at any time. The Torah, in fact, wants us, and we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that it's a mitzvah. It says in the pasuk, "Oydoydoy avendoydi yigalenu misher besarim mishpati yigalenu."
In the first year.
Even the first minute.
You said Shana Shnia here, okay.
Yeah, no, the reason why Shana Shnia just means to say,
right, yeah,
to undo the pirchah.
Right, yeah.
You had a pirchah that there's a common weakness of those two,
so, yeah,
of the moiches de achuza, and the moiches bais batur chayma. Then in the second year, he's saying, here I don't have that weakness,
right,
because you can be poida from the first moment for until the end of his period of slavery for this guy. That being the case, and nevertheless, even though you're for koichoi, ain't leve goy ve goy lechatzoyin. So you see that you cannot be goyim in the second year, that's limal of leimoyer. That really has no relevance, because I see the guy with the case of the evidence. You can be goyim in the shana shniyah and still ain't a loy of the goyim the goyim lechatzoyin. So therefore, the pircha on your mamatzino falls away.
How do you know it's ain't loyv v'goy lechatzoyin by Eved Ivri?
How do you know ain't loyv v'goy lechatzoyin by Eved Ivri? How do you know ain't loyv v'goy lechatzoyin by Eved Ivri? So the Gemara discussed that yesterday. If you go back to the Gemara on Chof Amid Beis, Boi Minei, the second and third line, Boi Minei, the large lines, wide lines. Boi Minei, Revun Barachin, Nabar Rav Sheishis, Eved Ivri, Nimkal V'chav, Nigal Lechatzoyin, Ein Nigal Lechatzoyin. Do I learn Gu'ulasei, Gu'ulasei, Mistei Achuza? That was the Gemara's Havamina, and then the Gemara said at the end, I have another limud, and the other limud was, Lav Amris Hasam, go down to the fifth line, sixth line, Nimka Kulu Velechetzi, Hachanami, Nigal Kulu Velechetzi. What was that about, the Nimka Kulu Velechetzi? So Rashi reminded us of the Gemara that we had back on Daf Yud Ches. What happens if the Geneva was worth $500, and he was worth $1,000? So then I would go and say, instead of selling him for 6 years, sell him for 3 years. Because after all, if the Geneva was only 500, he's worth 1,000. So, no. No such thing. What's the reason why? The Gemara says, because we learn from a pasuk, Oyesiga Yod V'Nigal, Kuloi V'Lechetzioi. It's got an extra date there. Eini Nimker, Alma Nimker, Kuloi V'Lechetzioi. Nami, Hocha Nami, Dechsev, Oyesiga Yod V'Nigal, Kuloi V'Lechetzioi. It's got to be Agan Tzazach, and Nachetzioi. Anyway, so the bottom line is, we addressed that issue yesterday, and we said, Nisht. So Zokti Gemara, so based on this, so what have we done? We have defeated the Pircha on the Mamatzino, and therefore the Mamatzino was a good Mamatzino, that the din of Makdish Te'achuza, we should be able to learn from the combination of Moichas Te'achuza, and Moichas Bati Bayis Bati Arichoyma, that Ein Loive V'Nigal V'Einoi Goy L'Chatzoyin, and that's why I have to have the pasuk im goyel yigal, that yes, you can be loyal the goyel and you can be goyel lachatzoy. And with this, Baruch Hashem, we have concluded that shtickle. It was a little bit complicated, but Baruch Hashem, we got through. And now we're going to ask another question. You sold your own house, Nebuch, the place where you've been living, the bati arichoyma. You only have 1 year redemption. Question is, you don't have enough money to go and buy it back. However, you have a rich uncle, you have a rich cousin. Do they have a mitzvah or an inyan to go and be goyel on your behalf? Nigla kroyma in nigla kroyma. Why have this shaila? Because gulasay mistei achuza gomar, masti achuza, ainin nigelis lechatzoyim, but nigelis lekroyvim. The gabi stei achuza loch is, it is nigla kroyma. How do I know Steachuz and Nigel Ekreidim? Well, state befeish in the Pasik. The Pasik talks about a person who sold a Steachuz. It's Nigel Ekreidim. If you look at Rashi halfway down the Omid, Nigel Ekreidim, Al Korcha Shalekeach, by the Steachuz, Kedash with Steachuz. Ubo Goyaloi, Hagorav Elov, the Goal Ace Mimkar Ochid. The Goyal can come, me, from his Echov, Bo Goyal Goyal, and he can go and be Goyal. So, Kroivim have the right to be Goyal. Is the Achuza back from the
Karav keeps the Karav? He has to give it back to the original owner.
Presumably, he has to give back the original owner, but Gemara doesn't address it.
Thinking about it like a halva, but do they have a right or do they have an obligation?
We're going to see that shortly. There's going to be a machlokes about that. You put your finger on a very important point. We're going to discuss that momentarily. But in the meantime, Gemara says the Achuza ain't negel, but negale kroivim. How do I know the Achuza ain't negel lechatzoyin? Because Gemara said yesterday, because it said in the pasuk, "Umatza kidei geulasa," it has to be kidei geulasa, the full amount of the geula. If it's only chatzi, you can't be goyel. But there's a mitzvah on the kroivim; they have the right to go and be goyel from the legeach that bought the. Is afhainami maybe here too? Ain nigel chatzoyin, me nigel kroivim. although the halacha is the same, the gabi the chatzoin, but maybe it's nigalikroy. No, not maybe. Nachon. Afainamis. If I'm going to learn geulosei, geulosei. Remember, we had that gzeirah shava already yesterday, and you'll also remember that Tosis already told us it's not a full-fledged gzeirah shava, it's only a gilui kro. Where was the geulosei? Geulosei, if you go back to the fourth wide line of yesterday's omelet, you'll see it says geulosei, geulosei, mesti achuza. Here it says, mosekdei geulosei, and then it says the other pasuk, hatoim shnas memkore, yom tia geulosei, learn geulosei, geulosei, mesti achuza. Aha. So just like mesti achuza, ain't the girls when the girls are crying. Afainami, the same thing. Legabe the moicher bites, but your choyma is also nigla crying. Oy Dilma, he ksiva geula bechatzoinu ksiv. Maybe this din of geula is only geulasi. Geulasi is only the gabi hilchoy chatzoy, but becroyim lo ksiv. But it doesn't say the gabi kroyim. Now this is on the surface a difficult gemara because whenever you have a gzeirah shava, ain gzeirah shava lemechza. Once you're learning gzeirah shava, it's across the board for all dinim. And that's why Tosis said yesterday that although the Gemara sounds like it's gzeirah shava, remember it's the top Tosis. Nila ben etam, chofa medbe, zalav gzeirah shava gemurahi. And the gilim milzim be'almahu, the gzeirah shava gemurahi, imkei maika amar, eidom lekula, lechumra, hakiven dehavi gzeirah shava, bein lekula, bein lechur islamet, ain gzeirah shava lemechza. I'm just reading from the Tosis, chofa medbe. No such thing as gzeirah shava lemechza. So this, if over here too, maybe the gzeirah shava of gulasi gulasi is only the gabi the din of chatzoyim, but maybe not the gabi kroyim. You can't go and learn gzeirah shava la chatzoyim. Gzeirah shava by definition covers the waterfront. That's why Tosis said it's not a real gzeirah shava; it's just a gilui milza, like we see over here. Perhaps over here should be the same din as well. See what chveisish? Amalezi paskin. This psak was a psak of Rav Sheshes. Remember, Rav Huna bar Chinuna asked Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, "Rabbi said, the gabi bati or rechoyma, there is no din of geulas kroyim. Period. No din." Now the Gemara is going to ask a slew of kashas on Rav Sheshes. Kasha number one, Eisve. I have a pasuk. The Gemara quotes the pasuk somewhat cryptically. Vachoil geula titnu. Really, the pasuk says, "Uvachoil eretz achuzaschem." Geula titnu la'aretz. The Gemara shortens it, and we're going to have this shortened form a few times in the Gemara, as you'll see. Now, Rashi says that this whole pasuk, b'chol eretz achuzaschem, geula titnu la'aretz, it is something that has been already said a few times, that when it comes, im yetz Hashem yovel yir, it'll be an automatic geula, and the karka will go out. Or if we're talking about being goyel al yedei kroivim, we've already said that. So therefore, this pasuk b'chol eretz achuzaschem geula titnu la'aretz is an ibrik pasuk. Ibrik means that it's superfluous. What do we need it for? Is zokti mara eisvei b'chol geula titnu. The rabbi's bottom the eved ivri. Although the pasuk on the surface is talking about a stei achuza, since it says b'chol eretz achuzaschem geula titnu la'aretz, we're going to be marba batim and be marba eved ivri as well. The gabi what halacha? We'll see in a moment. But in the meantime, we're marba. So, Freytimor, what means batim? My love, bati ori choyma. That what? That they also have a din of geula. What type of din of geula? Geulas kroivim. Now, why would I say that this is referring to geulas kroivim? It just says geula titnu laret. So, if you have the benefit of the Torah or Esholim, this pasuk is v'yikra chafei chav dalet. The very next pasuk, v'yikra chafei chafei, says. Oh, they were talking about Kulas Kroivin, the Golas Mimkarachit. So we put the two psukim together, and we're makish one to the other, just like the next passage, he's talking about Kulas Kroivin. This Ubuchol Eretz Achuzaschem, Geula is also talking about Al Yidei, Kulas Kroivin. And since it says, Bechol Eretz Achuzaschem, it's Marba Batim and Abedivri. So what type of Batim? Don't we mean mistama bati ore choyma? And therefore, I see that bati ore choyma, there is a din of geulas kroyim. Is the shver on Rav Sheishes that paskin the moment ago that there is no din of geulas kroyim by bati ore choyma? Efet mor loy. We're talking about bati chatzerim. Bati chatzerim means a bias which are prozois. In other words, are not within within walls. They happen to be stam on the field. In other words, a regular bias, no enclosure by a wall. That by Bati Chatzeirim, that's when the Torah says there's a din of Kulas Kroyim. Frank Timona, I need a pasik of a Choyler Tachuz Aschem. Bati Chatzeirim behedik sebehu. al steya oretz yechoshev by bati hachatzerim. In fact, the pasuk begins who bati hachatzerim asher ein lehem choyvesav. They don't have a wall. Al steya oretz yechoshev. What does that mean? That they have the same din like a steya chuza geula tialoi uvayoyvel yaitze geula. There's geulas kroyvim, and it goes out in yoyvel. So I don't need another pasuk to go and tell you it's bechoil eretz achuzaskim to add bati hachatzerim. I know from al steya oretz yechoshev. So tomorrow, now this addresses your question, Yoini. Ahula koiva choiva valibin the blazer. By having a two psukim means not only do you have the reshus, but you have the obligation. The sanya. But it's only going to the blazer because it's a machlokes. The sanya, we have a brisa. The Tanakama, as you'll see, does not hold like that. The gal eis mimkar ochiv. It says again, the gabe, a case of a person who sold a stay achuza, the goyel can come, the goal as mimkar achiv, he has the right. No obligation, just the right. Maybe he has the obligation. Maybe he has to come to the plate and be goyel. The ish ki lo yeloi goyel. When I'm the person that doesn't have a goyel. How is it possible that a person doesn't have goyalim? So sometimes in other gemaras you say, a ger doesn't have a goyal. But here it doesn't work, says Rashi, because we're talking about stei achuza. Stei achuza means ancestral lands that we all got years ago from the people that left Mitzrayim and came into Eretz Yisrael. Among them there were no gerim. All the nachlis were given to the Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all of the natural born yidin, and not gerim that afterwards added to Klaisa. So among yidin that were born from Avram, Yitzvah, Yaakov, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, is there such a thing in the Galah? Everybody has a mishpacha, even if it's an eighth cousin, but somewhere along the lines there's a goyel. So what does it mean, l'chiyesh adam ish kilo yile goyel? Elezeh sheyesh loy v'ein eroitza. He has a goyel, he has a cousin, he has an uncle. V'yen ezuk tuch niyet. Nine. I'm not interested. You let him go somewhere else. Not to me. That's lo yile goyel. He has goyalim, but they don't want to be goyel. V'ein eroitza likach. That's what the pasuk is saying. If nobody in the family wants to be goyel, okay, you know what's going to happen. You're going to have to wait until the Yovel year. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, there is no choiva. Reb Lezer, I mean, no. The goyel eis mimkar achiv choiva. After I'm a choiva and the rishus, who says it's a choiva? Maybe you only have the right to be goyel. What do you mean you have the right? Everybody has rights. The right to be goyel means that you can go to the Lekeach and say, the Torah has empowered me to be goyel from you, whether you like it or not. It's Bal Korchach of the Lekeach. I don't have an obligation, but I have the right. Maybe that's pshat. Tam aloyme, b'koyel ge'ulatitnu, b'koyel eretz achuzaskam te'ulatitnu l'oretz, ha'kosukav e'choyva, by repeating it twice, meaning, by saying not only the goyel es minkar ochet, but also by saying, u'v'choyel ge'ulatitnu l'oretz, tells you that it's not just a right, but it's a choiva. So based on this, bottom line is, we have no raya that this bottom, remember, what are we trying to prove? We were asking Kashan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said that by bati or choima, there's no din of geulas kreivim. It says, b'choil geula titnu, and that's l'rabbi's bottom. So l'choira means bati or choima. So I see that there is a right of geula. Nah, that's talking about bati achatzeh. Bati achatzeh, I have another pasuk that tells us that there's a right of redemption. Yeah, by repeating it twice, by having this b'choil, it's coming to tell you not only is there a right of the, but there's an obligation on the korev to go and redeem. So therefore, we're talking about bati chatzerim, we're not talking about bati arei choyma, and therefore there's no kasha on Rav Sheshes. Amelie Rabbanu l'Ravashi, v'amelie Rabbinu l'Ravashi. Bishlom l'man di amelie Rabbis bati arei choyma, according to the Havamina that we learned. That is talking about bati arei choyma. And the choyma, this would also go according to Rabbi Yeshua, who argues with Rabbi Lezer. That this posse is coming to be marba bati arei choyma. Then I understand why it says b'choil eretz achuzaslem k'ula titnu l'aretz. We're bringing in another case which was totally not discussed until now. Brand new case bati arei choyma. There's a din of k'ulas k'rayim b'choil. Elaman diyam l'rabbis bati achatzeir. And all it's doing is it's changing it from a rishus to a choyva. My b'choil. Rashi said it could have simply said in the pasuk. Why do I have to say b'choil eretz achuzaschem? So the choyde b'choil gives you a sense that we're adding new things that we weren't talking about before, which we brought to arichoyma. It's a more kasha. Shtaka bissel l'shver. and therefore staka bislishver on Rav Sheshes. Because the Chayyim, the pasuk is talking after all about bati arichoyma, that there is a din of gulas kriyim. It's a bislishver, but it's not a tiyufta. It's only a bislishver because the bislishver says Gemara, I got more kashas for Rav Sheshes. Ein sviyabayim. Ma tam aloyma yigalenu 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 gimel p'am. It says three times the word yigalenu. Now where does it say three times the word yigalenu? So we have the benefit here of the Torah Rasholim on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. I don't know why he doesn't bring in Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. But it says in the Pasuk, Legabe, if a person were sold, Nebuch to a Yid was sold to a Goy. So it's three psukim. It says, Achrei Nimkar Geula Tialoi, Echon Me Echav Yigalenu. That's one Yigalenu. Oy Doidoi, Oy Vendoidoi Yigalenu. That's twice. Oy Mish'er B'sar Mimishpach the Yigalenu. Three times Yigalenu by a Yid that was sold Rahman al-Islam to a Goy. Okay, so what do I learn from that? Back to our Gemara here. Eis v'yabaya. Ma tal maloyma yigalena 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 gimel pamen. L'rabis kolag u'loi shenig olis k'seder ezeh. To tell you not only the case of the Eved Ivri who was sold to an Akum, but even other cases. Rabbi kolag u'lois. Now that's very, very flimsy. It's very ambiguous. Vague. What do we call a geulah in igolis? So the Gemara is, initially understands my love, bati ori chomer the eved ivri that they have nigolis kaseder there. That means that they also have the benefit of geulas kroivim. Ah, so have a kashan of sheishes. I see that bati ori chomer do have a din of geulas kroivim, and you said that there's no geulas kroivim by bati ori chomer.
Eved ivri said.
I'm sorry, Nachmol.
This eved ivri means emet kaseder.
I'm sorry. The Eved Ivri is this Eved Ivri and Nimkal Yisrael.
The pasuk is about Nimkal Goy.
Right. I'm sorry. You're right. I should have explained that. You're 100% right. The pasuk is talking about an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Goy, and now as a because of the three Yigalenos, it comes to be Marba other Geulais, which Bati Arichoyma and the Eved Ivri that's sold to Yisrael. Shkoyach. But the focus, of course, of the Gemara is the Bati Arichoyma. So Gemara, so the Chayyim have a ray against Rav Sheshes that there is a din of Geulas Kroyim even by Bati Arichoyma. So to know, like Bati Achatzeirim. We're talking about Bati Chatzeim and Steyachuzah, that there's a din of Geulas Kroyim. Frey Timar, give me a break. Bati Chatzeim and Steyachuzah, behed yiksev. Legami Steyachuzah, that's one of the Mekoyrois for the din of Geula. Which they done in the Pasuk. Ki yomuch ochicha u'mochar me'achuzah. So you have a brother who sold his Steyachuzah. Uva goy aloi ha'korav elav. The brother or another korav who's close. The goyles mimkarachiv. He's supposed to go and be goyel. So the whole din of Geula, of Geulas Kroyim, that's the makor, that's the din of Steyachuzah. And as far as Bati Chatzeinim, as we said before, it says in the Pasuk that Bati Chatzeinim have the identical halacha like a Steyachuzah. Like it says in the Pasuk, Bati Chatzeirim, Asha'im lehem choy besaviv, al Steyah oretz yechoshev. They have the same din like a Sode. Geula tiyaloi. Yes, geulas kroivim. Besides that, uva yoivel yeitze. So, Frey Timara, what do I need the extra yigalenu for? Ksiv al Steyah oretz yechoshev. And therefore, l'choira, I have to say that the three yigalenus are not coming to tell you the din of Bati Chatzeinim, but they come to tell you the din of Bati Arichoyma. Is the Shver Vatan Rav Sheshes? Every morning, no. Kiram Rav Nachma Yitzchak, the Korav Koydim. Achanam, the Korav Koydim. Like we'll see Rav Nachma Yitzchak in another couple of lines, just like he darshan for somewhere else, Korav Koydim. Here, too. What means Korav Koydim? The Pasuk has these three yigalenus. And the first Pasuk starts off, Echem mi Echem yigalenu, one of his mishpucha. So what is the pecking order? Oy doidoi, first you go to the uncle. Oy ven doidoi, the uncle, there is no uncle, the uncle doesn't have enough money, he can't. Then doidoi, then you go to the cousin. What happens if there's no uncle, there's no cousin? Oy mish'er b'sar yigalenu, mishpach yigalenu. Then you go to anybody else in the family. First you start over the uncle, and then the cousin, and then you take a second cousin, a third cousin, a shvugger.
All the father's family.
I'm sorry?
Imagine this means only the father's
family. I'm assuming as well, but again, the Gemara doesn't focus on that, but l'chayra, typically, whenever you have these, normally, mishpach always means after the father. Anyway, so the point is, that's what the yigalenus teach us, the karev kayim. Based on that, we have no raya anymore to the Bati Arachayma, but we're going to come back to that. So to Mahechitma, you said, just like Rav Nachman Yitzchak said elsewhere, say the same thing over here, that the three Yigalenos are coming to tell you, kol ha-geulis nigolis k'seder azeh, that you go in this order, meaning, doidoi, ben doidoi, Where's this Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchok? Hey, Chaymar. A new shayla. We haven't finished it with Abba Teir Chayma, but the Gemara interjects to deal with Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Voice to Rav Nachman Yitzchok. The boy who evident every anim called Yisrael. Nigal akroy me in a nigal akroy vim. What's the din over there? We know evident every hanim kar li akum. There's a din of gulas kroy vim. We've had that a few times in the Gemara, and the main reason is we don't want him to assimilate chas v'shalom among the goyim. So what's the din? What about evident nigal Yisrael? Is there a din of gulas kroy vim or not? So I'll leave it to Rabbi Leiti Boyelach. According to Rabbi, this Rabbi we had back on the test Vav Omid Beis, the Omar, Misha Einen Nigel Be'eile V'Nigel B'Sheish. Then the Pasuk says, Vim Lo Yikol Be'eile V'Yotze B'Shnase Yoivel Hu, etc. So here it says in the Pasuk, Vim Lo Yikol Be'eile. Vim Lo Yikol Be'eile over there is talking about an Evet Ivri Hanimkar Li Akum. If nobody, none of the Kroivim were Goylim, then the Metzushim will come out either Yoivel Yer or Sheish, or what have you. That was discussion back in Tesva. But that's talking about an Eved Ivri HaNimkar L'Yakov. However, Fakert, Lisha'ein Nigel B'Eila, who's the Einish Nigel B'Eila? That's talking about an Eved Ivri HaNimkar L'Yisrael that doesn't have the benefit of Gulas Kroivim. Then Nigel B'Sheish, after 6 years, you'll go out and finish. So I see, according to that Rabbi, Amalei Mifrit, he doesn't hold the din of Gulas Kroivim by Eved Ivri HaNimkar L'Yisrael. So what's my Shaila? According to Rabbanon. What's the Rabbanon? My, Yofin and Sachir Sachir, Vleidarshi Yigalenu, Oidil Yigalenu Lizev, Leliachar. You remember back in Tezvav, the Gemara said that there's a Mandiyama that holds Sachir Sachir, and the Gemara looked for a whole blot. Who's the Mandiyama that doesn't hold Sachir Sachir? And the Gemara was not able to identify that Mandiyama. But Lemaisa, so we had a Drashi Sachir Sachir, and with that we're equating. There were two Sachir Sachirs, as you'll recall. One that was Moichar Atzmai and Mochru Bezdin, and then the Gemara had another Sachir Sachir, a person who was Nimkar Li Yisrael, and the other one that was Nimkar Li Akum, Li Goy. So the Gabi, the case of Nimkar Li Akum, says, Befeirish in terms of this Gulas Kroivim. So would you say, Sachir Sachir, the same thing applies to Eved Yisrael, Eved Ivri HaNimkar Li Yisrael, V'lo Darsh Yigolenu, and I'm not going to Darsh Yigolenu, Oidim Li Yigolenu, Lezeh V'lo Li Acher. What does the Gemara mean? The word Yigaleno, for those of you that are familiar with Lashon Kodesh, Yigaleno means Yigal Oisoi. It's a contraction of the two words together. Instead of saying can not, you write can't without an apostrophe. So instead of saying Yigal Oisoi, it becomes Yigaleno. So Yigal Oisoi, Lezeh, meaning only to the Nimkar Li Akum, V'loi Li Acher, but not a Nerevet Ivri, that's Nimkar Li Yisrael. So that's my Shaila. What do the Rabbanan hold? Is there din of kulis kraven by Eved Ivri Hanim Kal Yisrael? It's Toshima. Echaduch de'egzeris. Oh, that same pasuk that we had before. Bakoil geula titnu. Remember again, that means bakoil eretz achuzaschem geula titnu l'art. So what is it? What do I need that pasuk? The whole pasuk is Ivri. So this is the price that we brought before, and we're repeating it again. L'rabis ba'atim v'Eved Ivri. So my love, bati orichoyma, like the Gemara said before, and the Eved Ivri Hanim Kal Yisrael. So those are included in the new pasuk kol eretz achuzaschem. So with this, we can be poished the bati orichoyma question, and we can be poished the Eved Ivri question. So to know, loy, stomad Eved Ivri Hanim Kal Yoved Kichon. Frankly, what? Eved Ivri Hanim Kal Yoved Kichon. Periksev bay oidoyde vendoyde yigolenu. That's the three yigolenos that we've been talking about. I need a kol eretz achuzaschem. That's coming to tell you that it's koyveya choyva. Even though Rabbi Shua at the top, remember back on the Amid Aleph, said the Gabi Estei Achuza, it's a Rishus. Here, Legabi being Goyel, a Korev who was sold Li'akum, here it's a choyva, even according to Rabbi Shua. Why is it a choyva? Says Rashi, Shula Yetama Ba'ovdi Kachavim. Mamela, if we lost that Estei Achuza, the family feels bad. It's been in the family now ever since Yeshua ben Nun. Ay, gefährlich. Okay? But it's only you losing a steachuzah. But you're not losing a neshama from your mishpacha that chas shom will be assimilated by the goyim. So everybody would agree. So the b'choy l'arzul chazaschem comes to tell you not by Eved Ivri Hanimka li Yisrael. It's coming to tell you Hanimka li goy and to tell you that it's a choy. Toshima. Ma tamalim. Again, we're trying to go and be poishit Rav Nachman bar Yitzchuk shayla the gabit Eved Ivri Hanimka li Yisrael. Those are three Yigalenos that we already spoke about. What are the three Yigolenos? The Rambam is Kol Gaulish and Gaulish Lesevus. The same price that we had on the Amid Aleph. So my love, isn't this Bati Yerachayim of the Eved Ivri and Nimka Yisrael? So I can be poishit both Shailas from the fact that I have this Yigoleno. It's referring to Bati Chatzenim Mestei Achuzah. Nochemu Bati Chatzenim Behedik Sibahu. I'll stay Aretz Yechoshek. So Bati Chatzenim has the same din as Stei Achuza, and Stei Achuza has the din that the Kroivim can go and be Goyalit. Like we had the Pasuk on the Yomid Aleph, Ki Yomo Chachichom Mochar Me Achuzasa, he sold his Achuza, Uva Goyaloi HaKorvela V'Goyalis Mim Karachim. So there's a din of Goyal. I don't need the Yigolanos to go and tell us this. So Gemara, and Bati Chatzenim have the same din, just like the Stei Achuza. Nachma Yitzchak LeKarav Karav Koidim. It comes to tell you when you appeal to your family, please go and be goyel. You go in that order: the doidai first, then the ben doidai, and after that, omikol she'er mishpachtoi, misher b'sorim mishpachti yigolenu. Anybody else from the family. So, bottom line is: so what have we come up with? What we have concluded, Rabbeisai, is that neither the pasuk of b'choil eretz achuzasch nor the pasuk yigolenu 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 for sure includes the case of the Bote Ore Choyma, or the case of the Eved Imri Hanimkal Yisrael, because both of those psukim could be referring to the halachas that we already know, the Stei Achuza and the Bote Chatzerim, to tell you it's not a Rishus, it's a Choyva, or to tell you Lagabi Eved Imri Hanimkar Li'akam, it's not a Rishus, it's a Choyva, or you can go and say it's coming to tell you the Kar of Koidim. But I don't have extra psukim, and therefore I have no raya legabi either Bati Ari Chayma, nor legabi the Eved Ivri Nimkal Yisrael. So the Rav Sheshis psak that he says Eina Nigal remains because we have not been able to fray it up and to uproot it. I know Rabbi said some of this was complicated. From here to the end of the daf, Baruch Hashem, it'll go much, much easier because it's much simpler. We're going back to the Mishnah, back on Yudalad Amid Beis. Remember Yudalad Amid Beis, the Gemara introduced the new Kinyonim, right? We started off the Masechta, Ho'isha Niknes B'sholei Shrachim, and now in Daf Yudalad, the Mishnah said, but Eved Ivri, Nikna Mekes B'shtar, V'koin Atzim, B'shonim, B'yoyvel. And then we said at the end of the Mishnah, Hanirtza, that Eved Ivri that decided that he wants to go and get a Ritzia, a hole born in his ear, then Nikna Ritzia. As soon as the Odin bores that hole, done. You don't need Kesev, you don't need Shtar, you don't need Chazaka, Ritzia. The Koin is Atzmoy, and he gets his freedom, be Yoivel, in Yoivel year, and be Misa Sa'odim. So the Gemara says, how do I know this? Nirtza Nikna Ritzia Dechsev. It's a Pasuk of Beferish. V'rotza Adoinov es Ozei Bamartzeya, V'avodei Li'oilam. All you have to do is make that hole, take that drill the hole, Avodei Li'oilam, and now he is Koina Beritzia, Nikna Beritzia. Next, the koin is after Yoivel Yusin Zodoy. How do I know? Tichsib, because it says va'avodoy li'oylam. So va'avodoy tells us v'loyes ben v'loyes abas, that if chas v'sholem the odin passes away, va'avodoy, you only have to be an eved nirtza to the original odin. He passes away, you don't fall to the ben or to the bas. Now it says va'avodoy li'oylam. What means li'oylam? Li'oylam is shol yoivel. We don't mean li'oylam forever and forever, 1,000 years. What we mean until Yoivel, we remember the Gemara talked about this earlier on a few blad ago. So that's easy. Tanu Rabban. It says, L'kachte es ha-martzeya. What exactly is martzeya? Ein li'ele martzeya. Minay l'rabbo yisasul basira machet v'amaktech v'hamachtev. Now the word martzeya itself, the English art scroll says that that's referring to an awl. A-W-L. V'vus heist an awl. So in the footnote it says, it's a type of instrument that pierces holes, usually used for leather.
A drill.
I and you would call it a drill, and most of us would be thinking about electric drills, which they didn't have in times of Chazal. But the way he defines the word awl, number 11, you're in construction, right? He says, what does an awl mean? He doesn't define over here, the Wikipedia or whatever.
No, but for leather, I used to have like a tool that it's sort of like a screwdriver. You know, like a round thing that makes...
It makes holes. Well, you need a hole in leather, mushel, for belts and for your shoes, right? If you wouldn't have a hole in the shoe on the side, then you wouldn't be able to get your foot in. You wouldn't be able to get the ritzuas, the shoelaces in. Same thing, you have to have holes in your leather belt. So that's what a martzeya is, an awl, which is what we would call a drill, that drills a hole into leather. How do I know the soul? By the way, anybody that's a little hungry, there's some Moshe Weiser left behind us, some cake and some cupcakes there. So my Rabbi has soul. Navus mein soul, says Rashi, broike belaz. And that's not very helpful if you don't know old French. So you have, however, the Masoris HaShas says on the broike, he has lamed, ubeshvu es pirish chatichas eitz chaduda. It means a very pointy piece of wood. In other words, if you have a good toothpick, not the type of toothpick that's going to go and pierce your flesh, but soul over here is talking about a piercer, a real strong, a splinter that really can go and pierce the flesh, pierce something, oh, you can use that sharp piece of wood. Vasira, says Rashi, is a thorn. It's a thorn. Vamachat, a needle. Vamaktach. What is a maktach? Again, the art scroll says that that's an auger. A-U-G-E-R. The vus meint an auger. So he says on that, that it's a cork-like screw. I'm going to give him a kick. An auger is a corkscrew-shaped boring tool. A corkscrew-shaped, for those of you that have wine, that not only the wine that you just turn the cap, but you have to go and take out the cork. So you have to have a corkscrew. So it's a corkscrew-shaped boring tool, precisely an auger. And that can also be used by machtev. Machtev is a stylus. Stylus is something to use for engraving, like engraving on a piece of metal. So you have such a stylus that engraves. So how do you know that these are also kosher? Tom Lemon says the boss of the Kachtis Hamartzei, Rabbi's called over Shinikach, anything, Shinikach B'yad, Divir Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says a little bit differently, Ma Martzei HaMiyuchet Shel Matchis, just like the oil, the drill, is made out of metal, of Koshel Matchis, and therefore when you spoke about the Sul and the Sul being that very sharp piece of wood, and the Sira being that thorn, no good, it's gotta be metal, metal and only metal. Why? We'll see in the Gemara shortly, what's the basis of the machlekes? Dover acher, no kapshat. Hamartze, tzedulkachta es hamartze. What's the extra hay? Lahovi hamartze hagodl. Not just your normal regular oil, but a real big oil, presumably that's used on a major manufacturing basis that makes major holes in various pieces of lead or in, of leather, whatever. Not just your normal consumer martzea, small little oil, but a great oil also included. We'll see where that comes from in a moment. Reb Loza tells us Yudan Beribi. Rashi says Yudan was the name of a Yid, Yudan, and he was called Beribi because Beribi always means the Gadol Hadar or one of the Gedoli Hadar. So Reb Loza now quotes that Yudan Beribi Hayadoyrish, he would darsh in the Psukim Kishahin Roitzim Ein Roitzim El Bemilza. Until now we spoke about the instrument, now we're talking about the ear. What part of the ear? Milza means the earlobe, which is that fleshy part on the bottom of the ear. That's where you make the hole. Lahavdil, where the women put their
earrings,
yeah, and Lahavdil, where some men as well. We don't have to talk about that now. The Chum Aimrim, Ein Eved Ivri Koyin Nirza, Nishanase Balmum. No, no, no. If you have an Eved Ivri who is a Koyin, you can't be right there because he's the Balmum, and Balmum will be possible to do the avoider. V'im Toim, if you're going to tell me Milzaim Roitzim, all the way in the bottom in the earlobe, Hey Eved Ivri Koyin Ye Osa Balmum. That wouldn't cause a mum, as you know. But the little girls, whenever they, at the age of one or two or three, when they make holes in the ears for earrings, very often if they wear earrings for a while, then the hole will close up and you'll have to make a new hole. So you see, that's not a permanent bal mum. So if you're making the hole in the earlobe, it's not a problem. That's not a bal mum. I see from these chachamim, we're talking in the cartilage, higher up on the ear. That's where you make the hole. So you have a machloikis, higher up or lower down.
That wouldn't close up.
Sorry? Here, apparently not. If you want, you can try it out. Chas v'shalom, don't try it out.
No,
it's okay.
Yeah. Okay, but apparently not. That's what that apparently is considered to be a permanent thing. Break the doctor or look it up. Anyway, Mike and Mephi. So now we go back to the original instrument, where remember the Tanakhama said even the wooden instruments that drill, and according to Rebbe, it has to be dafka made out of machtes. Mike and Mephi. The Rebbe Dorish Kol Yuprati. What's klal uprat? Velakachta is a klal. Anything. Martzei is a prat. Be'ozen v'delis chaz v'kolal. Klal uprat a klal. Yata dem kelim prat. Ma'prat mafuri shol matchis afko shol matchis. And therefore says, Rebbe, only matchis, only matchis. The sul and the sira, which are both wooden, forget about it. Those are not kosher for drilling the ear. It's got to be klal uprat and a prat. Rabbi Yosi Dorish Shibuyu Miuti. Now we have this throughout Shas. What's the difference between a klal uprat, a klal, and riboy miyad v'riboy? Klal uprat, a klal has to be kena prat. Riboy miyad v'riboy means that I'm marred to everything, and I use the miyad to be mayat one thing. If there are a number of miyutim, then I'm mayat a number of things. Here there's only one miyad, and that's the marzea. And so therefore, the Gemara, Dorish Shibuyu Miuti, v'lakachta riba, everything. Marzea is miyad. No, only marzea. But Ozne Vadelas, Chazav Riba, Riba Meat for Riba, Riba call everything. My Rabbi, Rabbi call Mili. So my Meat, what is the Meat? Meat Sam. It has to be something which is different than all of those others, and that's Sam acid. Acid could also make a hole. But since all those others are physical instruments that you use, whether they happen to be wooden based or they happen to be metal, but those are real instruments, drills that you drill, those are the ones that are included. Sam, which is acid, is excluded based on this. Reboy meat for reboy. Fine, very good. Oh my man, how might say with the extra hay? Lahavi might say, how God, my mashu, where do you get this from? Kiryama Rava, Hayorech, Ham Yumena Shibiyerech, Achanami Matzea, Miyucha Chimmatze. What is this all about? There's a din that a person now that eat the Gid HaNosha. Why not? Because of the famous fight between Yaakov Avinu and the Malachishal Esav. So what does it say in the Pasik? Al Kain Lo Yoruch Ben Yisrael is Gid HaNosha, Asher Al Kafa Yorech. Now that he get a nosh. The question is, when it says Al-Kafa Yorech, Kafa Yorech is referring to part of one of the bones down there, presumably the knee or something close to the knee. Anyway, it says you can't eat a ginanosha, which extends over that Kafa Yorech. The Gemara elsewhere says that each person has two legs, two thighs, two knees, so which one of the ginanoshas is prohibited? Is it the one on the right leg, or is it on the left leg? So the Gemara, because it says Hayorech Asher Al Kaf Hayorech with a Hey Hayidia, therefore it's referring to the right one and not to the left one. The Gemara might say, "I go to my Mashu Kiram Rav Hayorech Ham Yumenis Shebi Yorech. Yumenis means the right leg and the right thigh." Hachanami Matzei Miuchin Shematzein has to be. The miyuchad, what's the miyuchad? It's not the small oil that we use on a consumer basis, but the greisa hamatzeah that they use by the big factories and the big manufacturers, that's included with the extra hay, hayadir. Next case. Amr Bluza. Yudin Rebbe Yadonish Kishayin Reutzen, Ein Reutzen Mamilzen. Milzen means, again, the earlobe down below, that soft, fleshy part. And therefore, it has to be in the upper part, in the cartilage. For 18 months, no, we also bum. No, it's vana bum. So, ma kolarash. It says the God of the Hema kol mum lo yeboy, and the Gemara Darash is lo yehayeboy. You and I are not allowed to make a mum in a behema that's an isur, on a behema that is muktish for kodshim. I was muktish for achatis, for an oiler, for whatever. If I were to go and make a mum in that animal, I'm over an isur kol mum lo yeboy. But it doesn't say that there's an isur of making a mum in a koyin. So if this koyin is happy to be an Eved Ivri for 50 years, no, they've had a bal mum, so what's the problem? So he won't be able to do the avoidance. He can't do the avoidance. He'll be disqualified. I'm Rabbi Shila Makra, because it says that when it comes Yoivil year, Vishovel Mishpachtoi, he goes back to his original Mishpacha. So Poshim Shat means he moves out of the home of the Odoin and he moves back to his family. No. Vishovel Mishpachtoi, Lemuchzik Shim Mishpachtoi, he goes back to his same rank and reputation that he had until now. Until he was sold in an Eved Ivri, he sat on the Mizrach Vant together with his whole Mishpacha. Goes back to Muxik, to the same background, reputation, everything goes back as if it was prior to the Gantz Avdus. So that being the case, since he was a Kohen, as a Kohen he could do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, after the Avdus is over, it comes the Oival year, we want him to revert to his old standing, his old status. What was his status before of the Kohen that could do the Avoidah? Now he can't do the avoid anymore. That's the reason why you can't make him into a balma. Fine. Iboy lehu. Eved ivri koyin. Mao shi yimso le rabbi shifcha kenanis. We already learned yesterday, 2 days ago, to begapa yom, begapa yeitzei, imbali isha hu, v'yatze ishta imoy. So Gemara said, what do I learn from that basic? That if the Eved ivri is already married, then the koyin can be moisel le shifcha kenanis. Now that's by a regular Eved ivri. Whenever the Eved ivri is that koyin, prepared to be holding the six wide line. Eved Ivri, and you're wondering how we covered so much ground, it's relatively easy Gemara. Good. Anyway, Yiboylu, Eved Ivri Koyin, Mao Shiyim, so Le Rabbi Shifcha Kenanis. Can you also give him a Shifcha Kenanis? Why? Chidishu, the whole idea that you can give a Yid Yid is not allowed to marry Shifcha Kanan, it's the Chagoyte. But if he comes an Eved Ivri, says the Torah, the Baal, the Odin, is allowed to go and mate him with a Shifcha Kanan. What's the reason? Why? Because it says Mishneh Schar Socher, he works overtime, he works twice, double. 24/7. Marcy, how can he walk 24/7? He got to sleep. So the answer is that he produces offspring velodis for the other. Oh, so this is a great chiddush. Leish lekan, leish no Yisrael. Even every Ivri Kohen, the same thing applies. Oy dimushani kan leivri when it comes to mitzvahs yisayrois. Just like he's not allowed to marry a zoyna mitachalol mitagrusha, and a kohen can marry an almona. So maybe he can't marry a shifra kananis. It's a chiddush. Yisrael is also. I'm sorry, Nachum.
Yisrael is also a.
Yisrael is allowed to go and marry Grusha, is allowed to go marry Chalol, allowed to marry Zoyna. For sure. But the Gemara is asking, the Torah was Matya, that's clear. It says that the other can give. But maybe only the Yisrael that doesn't have those mitzvahs Yisrael.
Is he marrying the Shefcha?
It's not a chuppah of Yiddish. There's no photographer, no musician, no invitation. They are mating. They're mating. They're living together. They're mating.
She's not miuchat to him.
It's not a miuchat.
They are miuchat. That's what I'm asking.
She,
right.
If that's what you mean, right. Yes, she is designated and devoted to this individual. The Gemara is going to tell us shortly that that's what we mean when the Eved Ivri says, "O hafti es adoini es ishti ves bonai." What means ishti? It doesn't mean the kosher wife that he had before he was before he became an Eved. Of course, he loved. That has nothing to do with staying on with his other. He means the new ishti, and that's the Shifcha Kananis who he's mating with. Good. Anyway, getting back to Yimar. And therefore, maybe you cannot be moist Shifcha Kananis to an Eved Ivri koyin. A machlokes. Rava Mutar Shmuel Omar Osir. Rav Nachman was not impressed when he heard that Shmuel said Osir, and he's saying that the Talmidim went and recorded the wrong psak. Shmuel never said that. I'll tell you why. Said Rav Nachman to Rav Onan. He asked him in somewhat of a rhetorical, comical way. Ki avisa be mar Shmuel. When you learn by mar Shmuel in Zambis Medish, biskumdri etalisu. Were you playing games the whole time? What's the word iskumdri? So Rashi says, Rashi, parallel to our Gemara, Iskundri, lehitisim lev le'dakri shemwas. Apparently you weren't listening to the shir. Elke mesachkin bepispisin, marayels. Pispisin are little small wooden chips. Probably something similar to dice, that you roll the dice or something like
hounds
that.
Hounds and hares.
Hounds and hares?
Yeah, there's a game. The predecessor of chess was called hounds and hares.
I was not aware of that. Okay, here. Shkoya, thank you for sharing that with us. Anyway, bottom line is, Zukti Gemara, were you playing games? My time, I'll be able to push the shayla 1, 2, 3 that it's mutter. What's the right? It says an eved ivri koyin nirtzam neishanas a bal mum. An eved ivri koyin cannot be nirtzam because he becomes a bal mum. Freigachach im time. If you hold ein rabbi moys leshivcha kananis, you know why he can't be nirtzam. Forget about the bal mum. One step earlier, typically to beina, the eved ivri has to go and say at the conclusion of his 6 years, oh hafti es adoni es. Ishti, there's banai. Now, what ishti are we talking about? We don't mean a pre-existing wife. That has nothing to do with his avdus. Musaf zan, a new wife. Who's the new wife? That means the shifra kananis. So you see that an ingredient for ritzia is that you have a shifra kananis. So why is the rabbanim telling me? Now, the reason why you can't go and do nirza neishanasa balmum, the reason why you can't be nirza is because you can give the shifra kananis. Is a chasimin that you can shifra kananis. And therefore, he can say, "Bepemole, ahaftis adoni ves ishti. I love this shifra kananis. I love the arrangements, and I want to stay." Says the Tei Chum. Okay, that's fine, but we can't go and bore the hole because you're going to become a bal mum. Says Zokti Mora, "Sule midi." In other words, typically, the beina haftis ves money veleka. You don't have the benefit of saying ishti if it can't be moist the shifra kananis. Is the chasim that you can be moist the shifra kananis? So why did Shmuel say aser? Shmuel never said aser. You kids were playing around. You weren't focusing on the shir. So let me tell you now that question is resolved conclusively. No questions asked. Everybody would agree. Yes, Rabbi Moshe Leshivka Knaps. But let's ask another question. Iboilu, koyin ma'u b'yifas toyar. No, the halach of yifas toyar. You're in war. You have a koyin that's fighting. Is he allowed to go and live with yifas toyar? So the more chedishu leishna koyin leishna Yisrael. After all, the yifas toyar is a goita. How can Yisrael live with her? The Torah was matzah. So maybe the Torah was matzah by a koyin. Oh, he did with Shadikana with the Mitzvah. Same argument that we had before. Nachmul?
A Cheskezayna, right? So a koyin's not allowed to, but Yisrael can.
100%. How is Yisrael allowed to go marry a shivcha kananis. It's also a goita. How can he? Your zayin a chalog, whatever. The Torah was machadish. So it's like the Torah was machadish. The gabe and Yisrael have an ivri. Also the gabe the koyin. Okay. So now we're talking about sending a fast toy. You know the marriage.
What's the
itzur
of Yisrael b'fast toy?
She's even an eishes ish. Even if it's an eishes ish, the Gemara says in the Yom Adam.
But if she was not an eishes ish,
if she's a penuya, is a yid allowed to go and live a zayin? Would it be over the year? Kodesh, Yisrael.
So, in other words, what's the issue of
a bucher is not allowed to marry, not even live with a Jewish girl because it's a din of yichud.
From Dovid HaMelech.
Dovid HaMelech is yichud derabban, but it's awesome. So there are halachas kam v'cham v'lechayr and the gabbi a goy zicher. She's saying that's Rabbanan, it's the Eraisa. I understand, of course, the Pasuk is the Eraisa. So if it's Eishes Ish, it's for sure. Then you have no problem, right? Good. So, Freyti Moriet, what's the halacha now, legabe a coin? Can he go and marry a fastoyer? Can he live with a fastoyer? Odrish. And again, the same machloik as Rav Amar Mutish, Mul Amar Osir. But here, apparently, Rav Nachman was not upset, and he didn't say you guys were playing around. So now the Gemara now analyzes it a little bit further. Bebiri shoyna kuliam leplegit ishari. Tloydubatoil can get Sahara. The Yetzirah by a Koyin is the same Yetzirah by the Yisrael, maybe aggressor Yetzirah. He's from the elite of Klal Yisrael. The Torah was matir because of the Yetzirah. So, Koyin is ultimate. So, where's the Machlik? Well, either be a Shnia. What means be a Shnia? Be a Shnia means that she has to go and be Megayer after Yerach Yomim, and she does the whole procedure and becomes a Giyoris. And now the question is, can the Koyin marry that Giyoris? Koyin's not allowed to marry Giyoris. Yeah, but since we're Mati Yifastoyer, maybe he can. Zokti Yimara. But be a shnia. Rava mutter shmulam as. Rava mutter hoi v'ishtari ish tishtari. Since the Torah was matter the parish of Yifas Torah. Not only the first time, the second time, the third time, etc. V'shmulam as. The havi l'giyoris. The only way that she can go and join and continue to living with either the Yid or the Koyin, the Yisrael or the Koyin, she has him the guy. If he goes to Koyin l'chazia, tunish. So therefore it's awesome. Ikriyam is another verse. Bishni Kriyam Aleplikasir to the Koyin Navalagiyaris. And a Koyin Alamaragiyaris. Kipligibiri Shoina. Ravama Mutta. Dolajibatala can I get a Yitzhara? And so therefore, that's why the Torah is permitted it the first time. Ushmulamar Asr. Why is it Asr? Because after all, he's a Koyin and Mitzvah Yisayas. And the Gemara continues on. Kolhecha de Karina Beva Vais. Oh, so now explaining Shmuel. There's a reason, I'm sorry, you're right. The reason for Shmuel, why does he Asr? Kolhecha de Karina Bey. It says the Gabi the Yifas Toyar, that what Vavisa Toych Misecha, Vigilchis Roisha was Tzipurneo, and then she has to be Yashu Misecha, Yerach Yomim, Viach Kain, Tobi Leo, Vial Tavoisa Kalisha, after that she comes the whole gear process. So Shmuel Lama, Asa Kalech, the Karima Vesa Toych Misecha, Karina Bever Isa Bashivia, if you're able to consummate this whole procedure and eventually marry her, Vavisa Toych Misecha, to be man and wife, then the first B is ultimate for Yisrael Shivya. H is fast toya. If you cannot consummate a marriage at the end, in other words, you cannot do the B Shnia, then you can't go and do the B Rishayna either, and therefore it's all. So we have two versions of what's Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel. One more stickler Rabbi say. Thank you all for your patience. Tana Rabbi. For Yisrael Shivya, H is fast toya. First of all, Bishash Shivya. Shash Shivya means we only have this heter if we're talking about at the time when she was taken into captivity. Rashi says, and not that he originally thought of her as a shivcha, and then he changed his mind. No, his original intention was, when he captured her, that he wanted to go and live with her. For Isabah Shivya, Eishish Vasai, Bishas Shivya. At that time, his original intention had to be, I'm interested in living with this woman. But if his original intention was, she's ugly, I can't stand her, but she'll be a great shivcha, she'll come up the floor, she'll do a great job. Then after you change your mind, no, she's not bad looking after all. No, he can't do that. That's why he's depressed. Shas Shvia. Aishas, Aishavat. Aishafil, Aishasish. We were just talking about a moment ago. Even if she is a married lady, meaning married lady, to the goy. Then it says in the Pasuk, Yifas Toyar, Lady Matur, can I get Yetzahara? Like we quoted until now, Rashi brings in the Chumash because of the Yetzahara. Explains how they go, what's this for? Mutav Shiyoichu Yisrael Basir Temusais. What's the Lashon of Temusais? Rashi says that this animal is Misukenes Lomus. Normally, you're not supposed to go and shecht such an animal, which is Miskenes Lomus, but Mutav Shiyoichlu Yisrael, Basit Temusais, Shchutais, Veloi Shiyoichlu, Basit Temusais, Nevelis. In other words, here says the Torah, Shnel, Chaparain, Shecht, the animal that is in the throes of death. It's a goises, so to speak. It's a Miskenes.
It wasn't a treif.
It wasn't a treif, no. It was going to be soon. So, Chapra and Shechter.
Normally you don't eat Sashana.
Exactly, normally not, but over here. Mutav Shiyoichlu. Yeah, if you look at the Rashi in the bottom, go back to Rashi, two lines at the bottom, you fast toy. Mash Mitoshi Miskara Bo Yitzroi, because his Yitzroi is very strong. Machmas Yoifir, because she's pretty. Hey, Tiraloi, Ubekoishi. So why was the Torah matter? The Mutav Shiyoichlu Basr Basr Tumusai Shchuta, Basr Misukenes Shchuta. That's considered to be something that is repugnant. After all, he waited another few hours, he's going to die. Gives him Yecheskel. But the Torah says over here, better to go and eat basar tmusais shchutais. So at least chaperaim when it's still alive. So here too, because of your tremendous yetzahara, says the Torah, do it now at the heat of your passion. And don't wait until later when your passion will die down, and then it'll be awesome, like eating a neve. The choshak daba avo pisha ena no. It has nothing to do with she is pretty or not, even though the pasuk says for isav shivya aishas yafas toya. The word of the chash. What does it have to say for choshak daba? Your cheshik nish cheshik. She's a pretty woman. It's got to be cheshik avo pisha ena no. Even if you and I think that she's ugly, nevertheless the choshak daba.
Even if he thinks she's ugly.
I'm sorry?
Even if he thinks she's ugly.
And even if he thinks, okay, good. Yeah, why does he have cheshik?
Okay.
I hear you, He has nishmak, but he's mabata. You don't have to be pretty. I'm happy to go live with Yozaya. Anyway, Alva Bishayn enough. Ba, v'chashakta, ba, v'loy, ba, v'chavata. You can't go and take two. You can only get, the hefter is only one. V'lakachta l'chol isha. V'kuchin yesh l'cha ba. That, like we said before, you do the process of the gyur, and then you can go marry her like a regular gyur. Now it says in the pasuk, "Shachtu bom lekachta l'cha l'isha l'cha l'isha shli ikach shtei noshim achas lo biachas lo biachas lo biachas lo noy." We already said before, "Bom le bom lechavet." You can't take two. Okay, I'm not taking two for myself. I'm going to take one for myself, and I give one for my father, one for my son, one for my friend, one for my cousin. No. You can only take one. You can't take two. But veisel toich b'secha malam shli yachatzena bom lechama, that you shouldn't do it on the battlefield. I don't know if the one means literally on the battlefield, because after all, there's a battle going on. But the point is, you take her into your house, and then you do the bia, but not go and do it at the moment of the actual mechama. And then you do it. Then there's a longer toisus, as you see on the side, that discusses how far along in the process of what the Torah says about the bachsa sevir v'sima yerach yomim, and the she has to make her the gilches roi shivasa sipurnel. How far does the Gemara mean over here? That you don't do it immediately, but you do it subsequently. You have to do just as soon as you're in your house, in the bedroom, we're done. Or another start then. Or you have to do the other things, and that's the long choices. With this, we'll stop, Rabbi. I thank you very much for listening. Hatzlacha Rabbah, to be continued tomorrow.